Welcome to the Hillbilly Chronicles, coming to you smelling almost live from Old Lady Longbush's barn at the curve in the road in Pigwalla Hollow, Virginia. This is your host, Buster Bottom, and this week we're going to do our very best to stay away from the old outhouse humor of yesteryear. I promise you, we won't get into that shit. Our story now comes to you from high above Pigwalla Hollow on Puke's Peak. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Alienated. My wife and I are what some people may label hillbillies. Well, we do live way back in the mountains, which incidentally could hardly be characterized as hills. However, we are somewhat more sophisticated and educated than the average citizen of these forests. One night last year, my wife and I were sitting on the deck admiring the clear sky and superfluidity of its ornate glowing spheres, and something strange happened. My wife, who shall remain nameless, said to me, "Look at that star. It looks like it's spinning." I looked and retorted, "Well, that ain't no star. It's an aeroplane." Well, it kept getting bigger and brighter. And as it got closer, I could see that it wasn't an aeroplane after all. And it was indeed spinning. Abruptly, things acquired an air of incongruity uncommon to our knowing. A conic beam of light reached down and spread its perimeter around my wife. The way the light was reflecting off of her porcelain face, she looked for a minute like she was experiencing her 15 minutes of fame within the dispensation of Hollywood Squares. I was for a moment covetous. All at once, that celestial shaft of light picked my wife up and it dissipated from the ground up. She and it vanished. It was at that moment that I thought that my wife may just have been alienated. Those little space suckers just sopped her up like gravy to a biscuit into the bowels of their gyrating orb and were gone. Well, I got me another cup of coffee and went back out on the deck to watch the heavens and ponder the curious event that had just come to pass before my very eyes. Before I knew it, the night was matured. It was after midnight, so I picked myself up and went in the house and went to bed. I thought for a minute while lying there alone in bed about where they had taken my wife and what in the devil they could want with her. I mean, it's true. She is both attractive and intelligent for a woman in these parts, but still, I was befuddled as to what they would do with her now that they had her. I fell asleep perplexed and woke up just after 3 antemeridian, and there she was, my wife, lying beside me, asleep, with a big old smile on her face and mumbling something. I leaned closer to try and comprehend what it was she was saying. Then, as clear as a bell, she said, "Come here, you little space devil. Bring those big ears over here and give me some more of that good stuff." Well, she moaned and convulsed and squirmed and without any apprehension for at least a half an hour. If it hadn't been for that prolific smile on her face, I would have thought she was having a paroxysmos or spasms or something. I was now, to a fault, convinced that she was categorically been alienated. She had been extraterrestrially befouled. But, much to my vexation, she seemed to have had the time of her life, so I turned over and waffed into slumber. About 3 months later, my wife had put on more than a bucketful of weight. Her torso had taken on the appearance of a 55-gallon drum. We had never discussed the night of the intergalactic occurrence, but every night she would sit out on the deck staring into the Emperor, beamishly amused by something that she did not feel motivated to disclose. I always gave that time to her and just watched her distant stare and mystified smile. Well, 3 months to the day, we were sitting on the deck watching the night skies and her grinning like a child that had just gotten away with something mischievous. And me scratching my head in stupefaction. And here it come again. The beam of light picked her up. This time with her added weight somewhat more arduously, and carried her up into the alien craft. I watched with incredulity. Then the phenomenon got exceedingly peculiar. They did not fly off, but hovered. A few minutes later, the beam reached back down to my wife's usual perch on the deck, and here she come, descending as thin and as beautiful as she the day the aliens had first called on her. I watched with awe as she drifted so lightly down onto her customary alfresco roost. She was smiling and just a-waving and blowing kisses. As I watched her, I suddenly heard little voices, several of them, saying,
Bella, boy, Bella, baby, who's ever see ma? Bella, Bella,
Bella, Bella, and it was at that exact moment in time that it became crystal clear to me, and there was not a doubt in my thinking that my wife had been totally and completely alienated. Well, I never said a word about it. She never volunteered to talk about it. So every night she sits out on the deck, her eyes to the heavens, smiling, while I, my sanity intact, continue to be befuddled and flummoxed by the sum total of the occurrence. This is Buster Bottom, and this has been the Hillbilly Chronicles. Hope y'all come back and hear us again if we're here. And we will be if anybody likes this stuff, okay? We'd also like to thank Audacity. Audacity. That's the software we use to record this program, and we believe it to be audacious. Thank you, Audacity. Y'all have a wonderful day. Bye-bye now.